latest jobs report is at the top of NPR's business news. A disappointing 36,000 jobs were created last month, according to the latest unemployment report from the Labor Department. But the unemployment rate dropped sharply to 9%. NPR's John Itzde has joined us to try to figure it out. Good morning, John.
Hi, Renee.
So there were only 36,000 jobs added to company payrolls in January. That's about 100,000 less than expected. What happened?
Well, the most obvious factor is the weather. For instance, construction employment fell by 32,000 jobs. That's more than any single month drop during the housing crisis. And so you could certainly make a case that that was caused largely by bad weather in many parts of the country last month. And it's possible storms interrupted hiring in other sectors as well. It was, you know, of course, harder for job seekers and employees to get together to consummate a deal if there's a blizzard outside. On the other hand, some sectors were able to add workers. Manufacturing added 49,000 jobs in January, very strong, and almost half of them in the auto industry. So I think while the weather played a big role, it may also be that expectations were a bit too high.
And what about the fall in the unemployment rate to 9%? I mean, that's a big drop and doesn't seem to be in line with these employment numbers.
Well, you're right. Part of the reason that they're out of sync is that the jobs number and the payroll number, the jobs number and the unemployment rate are figured from different surveys. The jobs number comes from a survey of businesses. The unemployment rate is figured from a survey of 60,000 households. And what that household survey showed was a much stronger jobs picture than the survey of businesses. It showed almost 600,000 new jobs being added. And that, of course, pushes the unemployment rate down very sharply to 9%. Now, economists tend to rely more on the survey of businesses to count job increases. They think it's more reliable over the short term and that the household survey is not as accurate. And certainly the two surveys are at odds in this report. But, you know, sometimes during an inflection point in the economy, the household survey leads. So I guess one can hope that it's more accurate than the business survey of businesses at this point.
Well, okay, so with these two surveys out of sync, what about the longer-term trends? I mean, does a clearer picture emerge there?
Well, the job creation data on the payroll survey was revised upward in November and December by about 40,000 jobs, which is at odds with the very weak 36,000 number in January. And so I think you need to look over the past several months where job creation has been about 100,000 jobs on the survey of companies. The problem is that would be barely enough to keep up with the number of people entering the workforce, new graduates and that sort of thing. You need 200,000 jobs or more a month on a consistent rate to bring down the unemployment rate and make people feel like we're headed in the right direction.
Well, just briefly, how does this look for the Obama administration?
Well, I think the administration is certainly going to highlight the 9% unemployment rate, the big drop in unemployment rate, and they're going to hope that the household survey is more accurate at predicting the jobs creation numbers than the establishment, the business survey.
NPR's economic correspondent, John Itzde, thanks very much.
You're welcome.